Fu Chunxin is a first-time visitor to Sweden. He says he feels privileged to be able to visit Stockholm and deliver a speech as part of the broader culture exchange.
Cultural exchanges have been expanded more broadly than ever due to the improvement of China's comprehensive strength and the demand from overseas Chinese and foreign counterparts all over the world.
Many consider the life of an actor as one of privilege. However, life has not always been easy for Fu Chunxin. A lack of vaccinations in China at that time led to Fu Chunxin contracting polio at the age of 2. At the age of 9, he underwent surgery to correct the walking imbalance the crippling disease left him with. After extensive rehabilitation, Fu Chunxin has since become one of the more handsome men ever to take to the stage in China. Despite his good looks, his early struggles have left Fu Chunxin a modest man. He was, however, born into the theater. His father was a member of the People's Arts Theater in Beijing. From the age of 10, Fu Chunxin began reading numerous books to try to get a better understanding of humanity. But later on, duty to his country became his calling. At 16 years old, he joined a military compound in Heilongjiang province, northeast China. 4 years later, though, the odds called on him once again. After returning to Beijing, he joined the People's Arts Theater his father had been at before him. And despite becoming one of the best-known dramatic stage actors in China since then, Fu Chunxin has maintained a humble attitude.
I have never thought of being number one. I dare not, as this is not part of my character. This was decided by my experience. I have a motto, which is to seek to do the best, but be content to be second.
The 64-year-old Fu Chunxin remains a presence on the Chinese stage. He continues to give back as well. In 2002, he was given a major award for his work to prevent the spread of HIV/AIDS in China's rural areas. For CRI, Chen Xuefei, Stockholm.